Tours of World Headquarters Museum exhibits now available in American Sign Language. In January 2019, the museum exhibits at World Headquarters were officially made available in American Sign Language, or ASL. Enrique Ford, who oversees the museum department, explains, "The translation and computer programming effort that went into making the museum content available to the ASL community was extraordinary. Now, deaf and hard-of-hearing brothers and sisters who visit our exhibits can have an immersive, engaging, and educational experience when they tour." Ana Barrios, who is deaf and serves as a regular pioneer in New York, was among the first to tour the exhibits in ASL. She commented, "Getting the device with ASL content was thrilling. Although I had been to the museum before and was familiar with the layout, the information had not yet touched my heart, because I didn't fully understand the details from just reading the English captions. After watching a few tracks in ASL, I started to get a sense of Jehovah's name in a way that I never had before. The exhibit highlighted aspects of Jehovah's personality that stirred emotions in me to the point of tears." The ASL project began in June 2017. A total of 23 brothers and sisters, including 6 deaf and 6 hearing publishers who grew up with deaf parents, helped with the translation and production of the museum content into ASL. The translation group filmed over 900 videos, about 9 hours of content, to match the museum audio tracks. Recording sessions for the ASL tour information were conducted in 3 studio locations: the ASL Remote Translation Office in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, the United States Branch Facilities in Wallkill, New York, and the World Headquarters offices in Warwick, New York. Before releasing the final version of the ASL museum content, deaf brothers and sisters of different ages and backgrounds tested and helped refine the translation and tour experience. The museum department purchased touchscreen devices that can display the ASL tour content in a similar format to the standard audio tour devices used for the Warwick Museum exhibitions. The museum department also enabled the existing 14 touchscreens in the exhibits to accommodate ASL videos. Mark Sanderson, a member of the governing body of Jehovah's Witnesses, states, "The purpose of the Warwick Museum is to encourage and build up the faith of all who visit World Headquarters. We're excited to have the museum exhibit content available in 14 languages, including ASL for visiting deaf and hard of hearing brothers and sisters and non-witnesses alike." To date, over 500,000 visitors have toured Warwick. The Worldwide Brotherhood is invited to come and see firsthand the museum exhibits and learn more about the rich spiritual heritage of Jehovah's Witnesses. All who do so will be encouraged to continue to put their confidence in God. Psalm 78:7. The following is supplementary information. Warwick Museum Exhibitions. Opened since April 3, 2017, the self-guided tours at World Headquarters in Warwick, New York, are comprised of 3 exhibits. The Bible and the Divine Name highlights that both God's Word and His name have been preserved throughout history. Over 100 rare biblical scrolls, leaves, manuscripts, and books are showcased. A People for Jehovah's Name includes a visual history of Jehovah's Witnesses, artifacts, and first-person accounts showing how Jehovah has progressively guided His people are featured. World Headquarters, Faith in Action, explains the work of the 6 committees of the governing body and how they organize the worldwide activities of Jehovah's Witnesses. Courage to Stand Firm in a Time of Trial is a special rotational exhibit. It covers the time period of 1914 to 1919 and shows how the Bible students faced tests of their faith, both individually and as an organization. The interactive experience allows visitors to enjoy rare original photographs, documents, and graphics, as well as audio and video interviews. It has been open since October 3, 2018. The exhibit content will eventually be transported and put on display at other branches, and a new special exhibition will be opened at Warwick. The picture captions read, Visitors tour the Warwick Museum exhibits using new electronic devices that support ASL content. Some of the brothers and sisters who assisted with the production of the ASL content for the Warwick Museum. In preparation for the unveiling of the museum content in ASL, a brother reviews a video file in a temporary studio set up at World Headquarters in Warwick, New York. Three hearing children, whose parents are deaf publishers, watch the ASL translation of a Bible sound drama from 1977 entitled Jehovah's Name to be Declared in All the Earth. A group of brothers and sisters tours the Bible and the Divine Name exhibit with touchscreen devices. Visitors view an ASL video on one of the touchscreens in the exhibit, A People for Jehovah's Name. A tour group views ASL content at a display of some 500 slides that comprised the photodrama of creation.